You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
We all know kabhi khushi, kabhi gham. Dalal Street seems to be following that to a bit of a T. Kabhi bull, kabhi bear. And yes, it is the nature of the beast. I suppose to transmogrify between bulls and bears, that is how things are. But not on a daily basis. One day bull, one day bear. Well, that's where we are when it comes to Dalal Street. Yesterday was a bearish day. Well, at least in the sense that we lost the 11,700 mark. And today was bulls all the way. All that took place on Dalal Street is what I bring to you on this evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
After a volatile Monday, we witnessed a terrific Tuesday today with Nifty 50 closing above 11,700 levels, but just a shade below 11,800. The S&P BSE Sensex, which was trading around 39,000 on Monday, that is yesterday, closed with gains of more than 300 points. The final tally looked something like this. The BSE Sensex rose 311 points to close at 39,434, while the Nifty 50 closed 96 points higher at 11,796, just a shade below 11,800. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Energy Index rose over 2%, followed by the BSE Metal Index, which was up 1.8%, and the BSE Oil and Gas Index closed with gains of 1.6%. Broader markets underperformed the benchmark indices today. The BSE Mid-Cap Index did rise, but rose about 0.66%, and the Small-Cap Index of the BSE gained about 0.32%. Going ahead, market is likely to remain volatile because we have the F&O expiry for June series coming up on Thursday. And of course, the big event on the 5th of July, which is the Union Budget. These will be the markers and the important events that we'll be watching out for. In terms of global cues, the G20 summit, which is to be held on the 28th and 29th of June, will also be closely watched by experts to track the progress of the US-China trade talks. That is obviously giving markets across the world a bit of a headwind for more than a year now. So this event, that is the G20, might shed some light on the progression of those trade talks as well. Jayant Manglik, who is the president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Going forward, we maintain our cautious stance on the Indian markets. The near-term movement is likely to be driven by progress on the monsoon as well as global developments. The G20 summit, which is likely to be held on the 28th and 29th of June, will be closely monitored as it is likely to focus on efforts to settle the international crisis and give some indication on progress on US-China trade talks. Furthermore, the crude oil price and currency movement will also be on the market radar." Unquote. Let's take a quick look at some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street. The share price of IFCI rose 17% after the company approved the sale of the company's remaining stake of 2.44% of the total equity shares of NSE. SBI Life Insurance fell 5% today after foreign partner BNP Paribas Cardiff will sell up to 2.5% stake in the company. L&T Technology Services fell 2%, the shares that is, as the parent firm is selling its own stake in the company to meet minimum public shareholding norms. Natco Pharma slipped 2% after availability of detailed observations by the US health regulator for the Kothur plant. And finally, shares of Piramal Enterprises shed as much as 3% after the company said that it was evaluating the feasibility of sale of its entire stake in Shriram Capital, that is about 20%. So, Piramal Enterprises, Natco Pharma, L&T Technology Services, SBI Life Insurance and IFCI shares making some noise on Dalal Street. A quick look at how international markets are faring at the moment. We start things off with European markets, which have just about opened, and they're trading lower today ahead of the meeting between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart, that is Xi Jinping, at the G20 summit this week in Japan. What about more markets that have already closed? Asian markets ended lower as investors kept an eye on the meeting between Xi Jinping and Donald Trump. The Shanghai Composite fell 0.87% to close at 2,982.07. Hong Kong's Hang Seng shed 1.21% and Nikkei fell to 21,193.81. And that is a difference of about 0.43% since yesterday. Loss of about 92 points. So those were all the important events that you absolutely needed to know from Dalal Street. For events from outside of Dalal Street and Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world, you have to wait for Stories of the Day, which will follow in just a little while. We'll also be taking a look at whether the budget is relevant anymore, because we have GST and several other avenues in which to take care of the country's finances. So is the budget relevant anymore? It's a question some people are asking, and we'll try and shed some light on that. We'll also be taking a look at Viral Acharya's career in the Reserve Bank of India. This has been a season of exits in the Reserve Bank of India. Raghuram Rajan wasn't given an extension of his tenure. Urjit Patel resigned before his term was scheduled to come to an end, as did Viral Acharya. At least two of them have gone back to their academic lives. Why exactly is this? Are the rifts between the government and people within the RBI who think the autonomy of the RBI is sacrosanct, is that rift increasing? These are some of the questions we'll address on that podcast. So, you can always write into us. We encourage that you write in either on our email or on the comment section of any podcast platform that you're listening to us on. But if you want to write us an email, which we love, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.